The shooting of Andrew Brown Jr. came just a day after former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd, a case that inflamed nationwide protests against police brutality and racial injustice.
I hoped that I would feel relief and some semblance of joy for the justice, but I wasn't able to feel that, and unfortunately, I'm still not there.
That was Donna Jones, president of the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP. She said while the verdict on Chauvin's case was a form of accountability, it did not equate to justice.
It is very hard to even rejoice in the moment, knowing that we still have more kids who are lying in the street as a result of police violence. And we know that we are losing more parents and more family members, senselessly.
Earlier this month, hundreds gathered in downtown Raleigh and Durham over the police shooting deaths of 20-year-old Dante Wright of Minnesota and 13-year-old Adam Toledo of Chicago. Jones said it's not just on people of color to solve these issues of systemic racism and injustice in law enforcement. She said backing legislation that holds law enforcement accountable will be the first step in creating lasting change. Legislation like the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. Approved by the Democratic-led House in March, the proposed bill includes measures to increase accountability for law enforcement misconduct, to enhance transparency in data collection, and to eliminate discriminatory policing practices. The bill also aims to end certain use-of-force techniques, including chokeholds, improve police training, and invest in community programs designed to promote equitable new policies. The local NAACP branch said legislators, quote, must be held accountable to pass legislation to police the police.
But I also recognize, and many of us recognize, that, you know, legislation is not going to fix everything. It's not going to change hearts and minds. It's not going to, you know, educate folks to understand the impact that white supremacy has had and continues to have on our systems, on our processes, and how we move through the world.
The Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP is working with other local branches to figure out what more can be done to fight injustice. Jones said, we can't lose steam on these issues. The conversation needs to continue.
We don't want to be the next community that is mourning a family member. And we also don't want that to happen for anyone else.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.